This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alfonso Franco. Date of birth, October 29, 1965. Case ID number is 526-0973. Date of exam, April 25, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from Rio Grande Regional Hospital, dated 6/20/2022. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old married male with two children who had previously been divorced, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a left-hand thumb injury, comma, and heart problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on June 21st, 2022, where he worked at building cruise ships for 1 month and also worked for 25 years with a freight company and the refineries. During that time that he worked, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his wife and two children. Allegation number one, left hand problem secondary to a left thumb injury. Number two, heart problems. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 2015, he injured his left hand with a grinder and lacerated his left index finger and thumb. It was initially repaired on 3/2015, and then it was noted by a specialist that he had a torn ligament that had not been repaired and had to go back for surgery for a second time to repair the other ligament in his thumb. He also had a ligament in his index finger, which was repaired and subsequently put and used to repair his left thumb. At the present time, he does have limited range of motion of his thumb, but does have mild strength of +3/5. He denies any fractures or injections given for his condition. This occurred in 2015. His symptoms include warmth, pain and stiffness, occasional pain that he feels every other day. The claimant does have difficulty using the thumb, but is able to make a full closed fist and opposed fingers, as well as use the other four fingers. He is not able to make a pinching function with his thumb. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 2 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top at this time. His physician is Dr. Valencia Guerra. He has no assistive devices that he uses. He is presently taking naproxen 500 milligrams BID. He states the physical activity he does is he does cut the lawn and he takes care of the yard. His daily activities include occasional sleeping during the day, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking a little bit outside. He was diagnosed with a laceration to the left thumb and index finger, which was repaired surgically. His condition does have limited use of the thumb, but he'll still has good function of the hand. And he is able to move the thumb, but not as much as as he does on the right side. And he is right-handed dominant. Allegation number two, heart problems. The claimant states that on June the 21st, 2022, he presented himself to McAllen Regional Hospital and was hospitalized for 15 days, secondary to having a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction. The claimant went on to have a coronary artery bypass surgery times four on June the 28th, 2022. He states the character of the pain was a dull pressure pain located in the mid-chest area that radiated up to his neck. He states he had it for 24 hours until he had the surgery, and now he'll have that pain every other month. He states he no longer has that pain, and it's not related to rest or food intake. He is presently not on any kind of nitroglycerin tablets, and he states it is relieved by resting. There is no relief with antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, occasional diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. He denies any vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, high cholesterol, and the use of cocaine. The claimant states he has no history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costal chondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and apnea, where he has to sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with non-ST elevated myocardial infarction with coronary artery bypass surgery times four, along with coronary artery disease. The claimant had this heart attack one day after he was using large amounts of cocaine. His creatinine kinase was 1,305, and his troponin 1 was 4,711, confirming a myocardial infarction. The claimant has not used cocaine since the time of his heart attack. Family history. His father died at the age of 40 from epilepsy. His mother died from esophageal stricture, diabetes mellitus, and heart disease. He does have an uncle that died from a myocardial infarction. Medications. Randazine, 500 milligrams BID, PRN for chest pain. Naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. Diclofenac sodium cream, 1%, TID to affected area. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD. Metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. And amlodipine, bisalate, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, positive hepatic steatosis, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, secondary to probable cocaine abuse, coronary artery disease, pneumonia, hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery bypass surgery times three, performed on 6/20/2022. History of left arm surgery with fracture. and a left thumb repair, and index finger secondary to a laceration. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every month for 25 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 12 beers every weekend for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He does use cocaine, and the last time he used it was 6/20/22. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 219 pounds, height 5 feet 4.5 inches tall, BP 137 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 37. General, this is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears to be short of breath and somewhat fatigued. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? After the last sentence, there is a 19-centimeter midline vertical chest scar where a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 4 was performed, which appears to be healed and intact. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, there is a left thumb 9-centimeter surgical scar where the claimant's left thumb was repaired and a ligament was also repaired for the left thumb and index finger. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body, otherwise had a normal skin exam. Could you please drop down to a muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for the left thumb where the claimant has decreased strength and range of motion of the left thumb, as well as the right third finger, but is still able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, but is unable to pinch with the left hand. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the left hand where the claimant has decreased range of motion of the left thumb and also has decreased strength. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant does have difficulty pinching on the left hand and a little bit decrease of opposing fingers with the thumb. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal, especially for the left hand, secondary to a left thumb and index finger injury in the past. However, the claimant does have gross normal function. Chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5, with mild dysfunction of the left thumb. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted for the left hand. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a myocardial infarction with coronary artery bygraft surgery performed, and fatigue. Probable diagnoses, number one, problems with the left hand, secondary to a laceration of the left thumb and index finger, which was surgically repaired in 2015. The claimant does have full function of the hand with some minor decrease in strength of the left big thumb. Allegation number two, heart problems secondary to a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction from the use of cocaine, with a history of coronary artery bygraft surgery times 4 and a history of coronary artery disease. The claimant does appear to have some fatigue and some signs of weakness. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alfonso Franco.